Welcome, everybody, to Crackers and Milk and to another Dave's Den of Discourse. Thank you for joining me today and talking about what I'm going to talk about today. I really appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the subscriptions. I appreciate the likes, the ratings, everything. I love it. So thank you so much. I hope you guys have enjoyed them so far. Today's Dave's Den of Discourse is actually going to talk about... So my number two comedy of all time, Disney comedy, is Monsters University. Now, I didn't necessarily enjoy Monsters, Inc. I thought it was an interesting concept, and I liked it. There was tear-jerking moments. It was good. Have I bought Monsters, Inc.? No, I've never bought Monsters, Inc. I've watched it a few times, and it's enjoyable. I like it. But the one that hits me more of a comedy sort of way is Monsters University, because when Monsters University came out, I was in college, and you see these sorts of things. You know, it's a regurgitation of a frat genre movie. You know, like Revenge of the Nerds, Old School, and all of those type of movies. It is that type of movie, right? And they put it in a PG or a G-rated form. But there were some funny things about it. You know, like you had... when they were doing their finals, you had the guy with six cups of coffee that he's drinking them and he's shaking. And like when you're in a college, like you see that. And then you have guys like Mike Wazowski or people like Mike Wazowski who take school so serious, so serious. And it's like, I got to get an A. I got to pass all my class. I got to be the greatest scarer in the world. You know, and you see it so much in young kids that did it. And then you have guys like Sully who skate by on their talent until a certain point. And then they drop out or it doesn't go their way. So they have to change. They change a certain major. Guys and girls, it's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing. Same stuff. But I've always viewed college as perseverance over anything else. You don't have to be super smart. You don't have to be anything like that. All you have to do is have the vision and persevere in school. It may take a while. It took me 12 years, but it may take a while. It may not. You may go fast. You may get it done because you have that dream. You're like that Mike Wazowski. I think a lot more people when they go to college, they're more in the middle, you know, just more in the middle between Mike Wazowski and Sully. But there's a lot of funny parts in this movie. You have Randall who squints. Mike's optimism is always great. Sully with his laziness and cockiness, basically just taking advantage of the gifts that he has. Which is okay, but you shouldn't rest upon that laurel of your talent, because work kills talent. You know, the people that don't have talent always lose out to the people who work harder. No. Those who don't have talent but have a good work ethic will always beat those who do have talent and don't have a good work ethic at all. Yes, then those who don't have talent develop the talent and they are miles ahead of those who do have talent. It's just so interesting with that. Just so, so interesting with that for me. Some of the highlights that I had from Monsters University and why it's so high for me is we talked about the school of, we talked about Pixar theory. And so Monsters, in Monsters University, they have a Monster School of Aquatics. And I was wondering, wait, does that work for Finding Nemo, that universe in Finding Nemo? Monsters going into those dreams. I don't know. Just kind of wondering. By far my favorite character in it is Art, because he's so weird. He's funny. Like, he has a favorite sewer. He's like, oh, because of all, with all the sewers around here, this is my favorite. Like, they're like, what? He's like, I do have a life out of the house. And then, like, they go to the monster is in Monsters Inc. factory, you know, the workplace. He's like, the cops are there. He's like, I can't go to jail again. And you're just like, what? It's so crazy. Charlie Day does his voice. So funny. And very just strange. And when they're doing what the first challenge, he's like, oh, I want to touch that stuff. Like, that's the first thing he said. He just started laughing because it was like, whoa. And Art, every scene he was in, he stole the scene from anybody, right? The person who won that movie for me, I think, is, I would say Art. Art would probably be the guy that stole that movie from me, but at the same time, I wouldn't want a spinoff of him. I wouldn't mind a short film with him. But I wouldn't want a full-length spinoff with Art. Because he's just a bit weird. A little bit too weird. Squishy was good. All the minor characters were really good. I like Squishy. I like the two twins. Or the two-headed monster. I did like Sully. I did like Mike Wazowski. I really did like Dean Hardscrabble. She was really good. Is played by Helen Mirra. Very. She has a scary voice, proper voice too. And so it's like, man, this is a really good actor. Very good actor. And the music, the score, it did have the college feel. It had the drums, it had the marching band and all that. And that was, it enhanced the movie so much. So yeah, that. Those are some of the reasons why I liked it. I did like the direction of it. I did like them coming together and not being roommates right off the bat. Like, him and Randall were roommates, but then Mike and Sully became really, really good friends. And I think a lot of times, yes, your first roommate in college could be your best friend, maybe when you're young like that. My first roommate, I think he was one of the best ones that I had. And I liked the guy. I loved the guy, but he wasn't great. You know, like, I wouldn't say we're best friends. Yeah, we're not best friends at all. So, you know, I liked the whole setting of Monsters University. Now, everybody has a number one. I'm wondering, do you guys have it? What's your number two movie? Mine's Monsters University. My number two is Monsters University. So check it out. Check out the other podcasts that I have that we did, me and Ryan, and Jake and Ryan did. We talked about our best comedy, our favorite comedy. And I hope you guys liked this one. And hopefully you got excited to listen to that Monsters Universe of our Disney comedies, the Disney comedies that I'm going to be posting. So please listen, please subscribe, please leave a comment. But what's your number two? What is your number two comedy? What is it? You'll be hearing everybody else's tomorrow. You heard mine today. You heard mine, but you'll be hearing another one. So please leave a comment. Please subscribe. Drop some love, whatever. But first and foremost, be good. Second, make those good choices. And the third, last thing, help build. Don't destroy.